this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode. My name's Geiger. That is Christian.
Oh no, our table. It's broken.
We're your hosts with the posts. Buck, is that the name of that tank we just saw?
I believe it is, yeah.
We're watching the movie Madhouse, John Larroquette, Kirstie Alley, 1990's own Madhouse. Fantastic year.
Appears that we're at the penultimatum. Well, that's not the right word. We're at the turning point of the third act.
Climax is what you're saying?
Yes, that's the word. Yes.
Penultimate. It's the penultimate ending to the act.
To the ending. Yeah. That's right.
Boy, I definitely, first time I heard penultimate, I did not think it meant second to the, or second to
last. It sounds
last.
Pretty final, right?
It sounds like, oh, it's even more, it's the ultimate.
Yes. Yeah, it's just, that's it.
But you're no, good. It just means second to last.
Pretty good. Knowing words and what they mean, that's tough. I'll tell you. You got these folks out here doing these word searches and these crossword puzzles, and I can barely speak. So,
yeah, let's talk about Wordle, huh?
What is that? That's the thing where you get five chances or whatever to guess the word.
You never played it?
No.
Really?
Nope.
I think. Let's see how many I've played so far, according to my browser. I won today. I got. I played 91.
You played it 91 times?
Yeah.
Isn't it per day?
Yeah, it's one per day.
So you've played it for 91 days?
That's right. Whew. My streak is one? The fuck? How did I miss one? I must have just not done it yesterday. Damn. Anyway, I got plant today. Very proud of that.
Also, sorry, folks. A spoiler on the Wordle from
7 months ago. I also play Framed, which is the movie. It's the same thing, but it's with screen caps from movies.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Then I play two football-related ones as well. There's Footle, I think it's called. Okay. And it's Wordle, but it's football terms. Or football player names. And then there's Weddle, which is, you guessed, an NFL player based on, you know, the same sort of idea.
Cool.
So that's, I play four of such games a day. It kills some time while I wait till I can go to sleep at any given time of the day.
Sounds like it improves your life. Okay. Sure. That's cool. I used to be a big word search guy.
Yeah. Word searches are fun.
It is fun. I had the big... Folks, back in the day, you used to be able to go to like a place that would sell just magazines. Like a store that sold just magazines.
That's true. I haven't seen one of those in a while.
And
Christ.
They would have these big collections of word searches and crossword puzzles that were about the size of a phone book. You may not be familiar with what a phone book is. But basically, it was just a big book full of construction paper grade pages. Had a real unique smell to it. And you just carry that sucker around, that and a highlighter.
Hell yeah.
God, you know what? I'm going to get back into doing that.
That sounds great.
Just having one of those by the bed.
That's better than almost anything you could do with your time in terms of killing time. That's so much better than being on Twitter or whatever.
Like a four-letter word, Luke's green teacher, and it's like, this is back then. You couldn't used to look stuff up either.
Yeah,
you can't cheat with
crossword.
This.
Boy, I've talked about my fleeting hobbies, but there was like a weekend where I was into the idea of making crossword puzzles.
Oh boy, yeah, that seems wildly autistic.
Yeah. But I got over it pretty quickly. But I submitted two of them to the New York Times.
I got over it quickly, but not before I sent them to the most famous purveyors of crossword puzzles.
And then they responded like 6 months later. I was like, sorry, we didn't accept it. And I was like, at that point, well, they do. That's where they get all their crosswords. You just send them in and they pay like $500 if you get it in there. I was like, fuck, $500 for this dumb shit.
They don't just have a guy that just does it?
They have a guy that approves them.
Wow.
And like, it's been a little bit, but yeah, they were very strict on, you're going to have like a theme. The theme has to be appropriate. It has to actually work. And there's like, there was some guidelines, but yeah, there's a whole, this Will Shorts guy, he's the one that handles all that stuff. And he,
so you DM'd him and said, fuck you.
That's pretty much, well, by the time I got the rejection letter, that hobby was so in the past, it felt
like, what the fuck, I felt like a
spam. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? New York Times? It's like, oh, that's right.
So hyper focused on something. Did you write not one, but two crossword puzzles then immediately forget about it? Yeah. That rocks.
It's all right. You know what? The first couple, when you come up with a really good crossword puzzle, like answer that, like, across and down, top to bottom, that those work together, you're like, fuck yeah, man, I did something. Fucking did something
too, man. Much for me.
Yeah, I can't even imagine doing that again.
No, but they have stuff online you can make it for you. So
yeah, or you don't even have to make it. You can. Nope. I remember I've seen this part before. Oh boy, fantastic editing here. Good lord. Yeah, I've seen that scene a few times before.
It's probably because it was in like the American Film Institute's 100 movies you have to see before you die.
And the scene with her like at the news desk losing it, I've definitely seen that before too.
This seems like a very like was on TBS kind of movie.
Probably.
Yeah.
I guess I've seen a good chunk of this before then.
Really weird.
What an outfit she's got. Damn.
Good for her.
God, this really sucks.
A Reddit user went to r Ask Reddit to find out the answer to something that was troubling him. A few years back, I woke up in the middle of the night to the strong smell of vomit. I immediately thought my wife or I had vomited in the night and frantically started checking if we did. We didn't, but I still smelled the vomit. After a lot of trial and error, I discovered that it seemed to be my mustache. The smell lingered for me for part of the next day, but eventually went away. Fast forward about 6 months, and it happens again. This time after eating crab at Red Lobster. I immediately made the connection to the fact that I ate lobster the night it happened the first time. So I figured it was related to eating crab or lobster. I vowed to never eat either again. Well, today I had a burrito, and it happened again. So I'm at a loss for what the hell the cause is. This really sucks. Any actual ideas? Oblivious to reference suggested, you probably just need to clean your mustache better. And NecroGod added, yeah, washing your face was going to be my suggestion. But FEOK replied, maybe you're puking into your mouth a little bit at night and it's getting stuck in your mustache.
What a fun conundrum. Yeah, it sounds like you're just eating foods that are disgusting. And that if they linger for too long, they're
you're just truly eating bad. A bunch of, just eating shellfish and then burping it up while you're sleeping. Yeah.
Yeah. That might have something to do with it. Yeah, okay. I've definitely seen the scene a dozen times before. But weird, I don't remember. I remember barely little else of this movie. Yep, remember that. Weird. But yeah, this had to be like...
You know what? I bet you any money this was probably like a Comedy Central... Like mid-90s Comedy Central staple.
You know what I'm thinking happened here? This is... I think what happened was back in the day when my mom would just record movies off TV.
Yeah.
And that, like, that's how I watched most movies growing up, was from VHS recordings. I bet this was like the last 10 minutes of this movie were like taped on accident.
Oh, before whatever
she wanted to watch. And then I would just like watch this. Yeah, because this is all, I've seen this 1,000 times.
This was on before Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
That is very
on HBO.
That's very probable. Yeah. I think we actually had Pee-wee now that I... Nah. You see the old... now that we're several weeks away, but old Danny Elfman was at Coachella, and he was just doing theme songs live.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
He's like, you know what? I like Oingo Boingo. I like Danny Elfman. I think he's a talented guy.
He's very talented. He's made some of the most iconic fucking music in America.
Sure.
Really? Simpsons theme right away?
Yeah. Batman theme song. The Beetlejuice theme song that is now still used in like every single trailer. You ever notice that? They use the Beetlejuice theme song a lot as like filler music. Never understood that, but...
Filler music?
Yeah, like when they don't, like, if a movie doesn't have like a specific theme or something, they'll put like... It's been used. I noticed it a couple years ago. It was some movie that was coming out, and it was like, why are they using the Beetlejuice? I thought it was somehow tied into the series, but it wasn't. It was just some spooky-esque movie that they decided to use that. Look at that car. What is that?
Civic.
Yep, that's right. A Honda Civic. That's what they used to look like in 1990. They look like a Lamborghini.
Uh huh. What's going to happen next?
Well, somebody put a cherry bomb in the bag. So.
And it makes the car explode. Undoubtedly, he was killed instantly in that poor accident. Oh, boy. Great. Reddit user Stalk This, You Creeper posted this thread in our adultery. Just curious if I'm the only one who notices this. The people who frequently post here seem to be more intelligent, existential, meta, poetic, and witty than people in other subs. Quote-unquote cheaters are often labeled selfish, immature, immoral, etc. But it is possible that successful adulterers are more mature and responsible for their own actions, for not just abandoning their significant other just because they may not be able to make them happy? Speaking from experience, it's much more difficult to keep a marriage and an affair going than to simply divorce someone or accept your shitty existence and not cheat. And no, I'm not trying to justify my actions to myself or anything. It's just something I've noticed among others. User Heights Above responded, "This sub is proof that those involved in adultery understand the complexities and nuances involved in growing to a place of being comfortable in the chaos. A supermajority of responses are well-reasoned, thoughtful, assertive, and consistent. Lest everyone be academic logicians, we have a lot of fun, use our imaginations, and often live vicariously through one another, celebrating with those who celebrate and grieving with those who grieve. Of course, beauty, self-care, and attraction are important parts of the equation, but I guarantee the humor, compassion, acceptance, grammar, and syntax are means to deep, lasting, and meaningful bonds with our adultery partners." Good God.
So this is a long way, very long-winded way of saying it's not just physical.
It's a great way to say we're actually... super great because we're not cheating because we're bad. We're cheating because we're great, actually.
We have so much to give.
Yeah.
We just have so much to give. Now, that's a weird thing, okay? That if you're doing adultery, why wouldn't you just like be like, I'm polyamorous? Like, doesn't that just seem like an automatic way out?
Yeah.
But you're for sure getting off because you're cheating on somebody. Like, that's the part that's getting you off, right?
That's the big thing.
Yeah.
But why would you be posting about it on Reddit? Why would you be on that? That seems like a subreddit you don't want to be caught. We've talked about it, but if you're actually an active user on there and your old lady finds it on the browser, tough one, man. That's a tough one. Why would you post about it?
Oh, no, honey. This is a thing. I'm just pretending to cheat on you every Thursday. Which also happens to be when I have my bowling league.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Never have cheated on a significant other, so I haven't really felt the need to. But also, if the thought ever came up, it just always had seemed like it was too much fucking work keeping one person happy, let alone trying to balance two people, too much. Too much.
Well, the good news is a lot of people who do adultery, they don't concern themselves with
the feelings of others.
Yeah. Keeping people happy.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe,
yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I feel too much. Yeah. Great. Hey, speaking of people, user Mugwump Juice went to our No Stupid Questions to ask, do people actually check their toilet paper after wiping?
Mm.
I was just randomly discussing this with my family during a holiday visit. Apparently, it's very odd to not look at your toilet paper after taking a dump. It's just never occurred to me to do that. Honestly, the idea of it grosses me out. Why would I want to bring a ball of shit paper up close enough to me so I can have a look? I just wipe once and that's that. Never had issues with skin marks or anything unless I actually shit myself, which only happens every few months tops. User Leprous replied, I'm with you, OP. I actually never look at the toilet paper after cleaning myself, but I definitely do it more than once. Laughing emoji. 3 or 4 times to make sure it's all clean without having to look at my own feces. Ha ha. And Zeewee added, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills here. Can none of you feel the difference between wiping shit and wiping skin? If I make it to 5 or 6 wipes and still feel like shit, then yeah, I'll glance to confirm. But after three, it feels like skin, there's no reason to keep going or look.
Yeah, I do not have that fortune.
There were a lot of people on that thread that were just saying, like, yeah, I just like wipe once or twice and that's it. And then a number of people saying, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah, I've had far too many sessions where 6 wipes in, you're like, all right, I'm done. And then you go back for more and there's just a whole fresh supply ready to go.
Dude, there, before bidet, prior to bidet, there'd be times where I'd be there for 20 minutes wiping my ass. Just wiping, wiping, wiping. Just, man, that's like, what is going, why is this happening?
Yeah. Why is there just a seemingly a unlimited paintbrush to stick down to my ass, my toilet papers?
And then you get to the point where you're just like raw. You're just raw. You're just raw.
Yeah. And then that's, you know.
That's a whole nother thing, because then the next shit you take, your asshole's going to hurt.
Yeah. It's the gentle, poetic game we play in life, folks.
Yeah. Hey, folks, if you haven't yet, which I think probably everybody in the United States at this point has, get yourself a bidet.
Yeah, they do the job. User 645, username 123, posted this interesting thread on topic over on R Copperfiles. My girlfriend let me fuck her ass with shit. It's always been my biggest dream to fuck an ass full of shit. She doesn't like scat, but she knows I masturbate to it. And I've tried to convince her, but she always said no. But this morning, I fucked her ass, and although she never cleans it, it's always a clean anal, but this time I notice a giant turd at the end of her guts. Every time I put my cock in, I broke the turd a little more with the tip of my cock. The sensation was unique, although she wanted to stop because she began to smell the room. I wish I had continued, and I would have given her peace of mind, but I think it has been the best sex of my life because it was of what I just told. And I looked up this guy. He's also very active in the subreddit r emetophilia, which is okay. The fetish for vomit.
Boy, he could have really had two there if he would have just kept going,
let her enjoy the smell a little bit more.
Oh my god, boy. Ah.
And I'm not going to read any of his vomit posts because I gotta
they're pretty
say,
bad.
Yeah, and vomit's the one I can't.
You can't do it?
I can't handle it, man. Every time, like, a kid or dog vomits in house, I cannot do it.
Yeah, I don't know. Bodily function stuff doesn't really bother me all that much. It's not a big,
That's the one that gets me. Everything else don't care, but that one, I don't know why. It's truly revolting.
I think I would probably puke if my dick hit a turd. and then it came out and like it smelled like a turd. And if the room started smelling of turds, I think I'd probably pretty well.
Wouldn't be my golden ticket. That's for sure.
Maybe this guy needs to go onto Our Adultery and find a lady that with a shitty ass. This is like, there is a real storyline here because we got a guy with a fucking ass. Got a guy that can't wipe.
Mm-hmm.
Got people stepping out.
Yeah.
We're going to write our own spec script on a guy that cheats on his wife so he can fuck a turd. Starring Gene Wilder.
And Charles Grodin. And Joseph Bologna. The fuck?
That's right.
All right. What movie is this?
This is Woman in Red.
That's right.
Another movie I saw on Kelly LeBrock. Oof, boy.
Hilda Radner.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in this one. This is a movie I also saw when I was in elementary school that probably has fucked me up mentally somehow by thinking this is the way people act.
Hmm. So yeah, I'm not familiar with this one.
Yeah, this is a guy that this is an adultery movie where a guy cheats on his wife with a supermodel. And songs by Stevie Wonder, performed by Stevie Wonder and Dionne Warwick.
Yeah. Sweet.
It's a pretty good flick. I believe it was directed by Gene Wilder, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're mistaken. That's all right.
Let's see here. It'll be here in a minute. I want to be...
The executive producer is a guy named Jack Frost Sanders.
Cousin to Colonel. It just shows... Okay, I see the bird. Tell me who directed the damn movie. Written for the screen, directed by Gene Wilder. Great.
Well, that's different than just directing it. So. Well,
once again, I'm wrong, everybody. Mm-hmm. Cool. Hey, I got a doozy from our relationship advice here. The couple, 28 female and 35 male, that I'm dating, want 24 female, to get an abortion, and I don't know what to do. Hey, y'all. I'm not sure if this is the best sub for this, but I just don't know who to talk to about this. I've been seeing this couple for over a year now. At first, I would babysit for them, and then they asked me if I'd hook up with them, and long story short, I moved in with them. I don't work, so I take care of the kids and the wife, but she's pregnant, so it's mainly me. They treat me well and take care of me. I honestly love them both, although he is very bossy. I enjoy hooking up with both of them together and separately, but I am now finding out that he was supposed to use condoms at all times.
Mm.
The thing is, I remember at least three times that it was just the two of us, and he didn't, but promised he would pull out. I know I'm at fault for letting it happen, but it's hard to tell him no. Now that I'm pregnant, he's denying it and says he's always used condoms. He's saying that I got pregnant the one weekend I was away to see my mom. I didn't sleep with anyone, and it was 4 months ago. Anyway, now they want me to get an abortion because they have a fourth baby on the way, and they say they still want to be with me, but can't afford to have another baby right now. I don't know how to feel because I love them, and no one has ever made me feel this loved. Things were going so well, and I don't want to lose what we have, but at the same time, I'm scared I won't ever get pregnant again due to a family history of infertility. I don't know what to do or how to make any decision. Any advice, please? Here's a post the OP put up a couple of weeks later.
All right.
Well, you guys were right. I terminated my pregnancy over a week ago and found out today that they're breaking up with me. They didn't even want to explain why. They just said that they're doing what's best for their marriage. I didn't even get to say goodbye to the kids. They basically kicked me out and refused to answer my questions. I want to be so upset, but I'm just hurt and sad. Here, I thought people were that were being extra and they just didn't understand our relationship, but I guess you were right. What do I do with myself now? What do I do with my life? I can't go back to my mom's. I can't go back to college. I can't go back to them. I have no one to talk to. I basically have nothing to live for now. Hell, I don't even know where I'm going to live. I don't know where to go from here. I feel so stupid. But I guess I did this to myself. This is what I get.
Yeah, I would say so. This is a great, great situation all around for everybody. Yeah.
The people I was babysitting for that I then became a live-in fucked all don't want me to have their fifth illegitimate child. Now I'm my life is over.
Yeah, the American tale, really.
Tale as old as time. That's right.
It does sound like something like Ben Franklin would be involved with, but
He did. He had a lot of kids out of wedlock, I believe. He loved fucking whores.
Yeah. What a cool dude he was. Big fat whore fucking French loving motherfucker.
Yeah. Syphilis, I believe.
Yeah, but who's to say? He probably had all sorts of diseases no one could even fathom back then.
Because nobody knew. Because there was no science until he invented it, that is.
Yeah, until he invented, he found electricity and then also bifocals.
The two things.
And then somehow, like, this guy was also in politics. Like, he was a founding father, just like this inventor.
He was an idea guy. He had a lot of ideas. Friend of
the politicians. And like, yeah, he's one of the fathers, too.
I literally think he was just like Thomas Jefferson's friend. He was like, yeah, my crazy friend Ben is going to come along.
Wait, this guy's part of the crew?
It's just like they just somebody looks over and just sees him signing the declaration. They're like, all right, well, like, I guess.
Yeah, the pen was put down, everyone walked away, and he was like, oh,
see what I got here?
Oh, pen, come
it's
on.
It's kind of like when you get invited to a party, but you don't bring anything along, so you're just like, you're like sneaking a beer out, like.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
All right, man, yeah. Or like, you ever join in on like a group photo that you shouldn't, you're not a part of.
You're like, you are two body widths away from everybody else.
And then they were like, come on in, come on. I was like, I know maybe two of these people. Maybe. Yeah, well, now I'm immortalized.
Doing the beer nerd.
yeah. Sort of the ultimate. He's the Ben Franklin of that maneuver, really. He's the father of that. Some of the best pictures of all time.
God, so good.
We'll have him on again. I believe he didn't he buy a topic recently for the show?
Yeah. Did we not do it? Yes, fighting games.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Hey, buy another one, David. Why not, right?
I wouldn't turn it down.
I have one more post here. Two lesbian gals posted this over on Twitter.
Gals.
From just being best friends to also being girlfriends and soon to be wives. And included some pictures of them hugging and kissing, getting engaged, all that. 80,000 people liked that
tweet. Wow.
But a gentleman named Gerald responded. What you both just did is to deny two men the lifetime chance to have two beautiful wives. Women compliment best a man and vice versa. Well, if you would both have a rethink, I and a good friend of mine are two able-bodied men and we are on standby to have you as pretty wives to men not this way.
That's a fucking baller move, dude. That is truly just like...
If you need an understudy for spouse, I'm here. I'm waiting in the wings. Me and my friend, I guess.
And to do it in a public forum, too. Boy, that's something.
Yeah.
That is something. Man, oh, man. I don't know. You know what? Maybe it'll work for him. Who's to say?
Yeah, I mean, these gals got to figure it out. What they're doing is wrong. Is that what you're saying? Because I agree. They'll come to their senses. They'll find a man. They'll realize they were just like, doing the gay thing to impress guys.
It worked a little too well. Now I'm beating the fellas off with a stick.
Now that we're actually very gay, the fellas are all over us. Well, some very weird fellas are. There's that's got to be a type of guy that's just like only turned on by very butch lesbians.
Oh, for sure. No, I mean, I think it's a thing of like...
Stinks. That's like a terrible lot in life.
There's guys that... And then they... I know for a fact, I know a number... Not a number, a few women, okay. A couple women, who are like obsessed with the idea of like turning a gay guy back.
Mm.
And like become like obsessed with every gay guy they meet and like want to become like romantically entangled with them.
Yeah.
With the hopes of like, well, I, you know, I was just so, he was just so driven with passion for me that, yeah, that was it. That's all we could do.
Right. Yeah. Tough role to have for you. Because, you know, but when you do find, when you have that specific of a fetish and one that's that hard to ever actually get, when you do find a gal who, you know, who looks like a fella but loves cock, oh, that's got to be the best day of that fucking dude's life.
I've seen a couple gals on the old dating apps in my time that, yeah, I was just like, "You, do you have your settings right here, just like, sir?"
Super short hair and just like on their Harley.
Yeah.
And they're got just the, like looking for a man.
Got the Salt Life long sleeve shirt on. Yeah. It's like, are you sure that
the Oakley's on? Just
the Oakley's on the back of the head.
But then just like triple G cup tits.
Oh yeah.
For held sure. Down by six sports bras.
Yep.
And is just desperate for dick.
Yeah.
So, like, those women are actually the straightest women on the planet. They are insanely straight. They love dick union more than members anyone on the planet. And they are just like, hell yeah, I love getting just fucking railed out by a big fat dick. Not even... The idea of being with a woman is disgusting to them. They just love dick so much. But they love it so much they become a dick.
Yeah, that's right. Just... Yeah, they're like overcompensating almost. They're like, they're absorbing the testosterone. Yeah,
it's really just that. Just all the dicks that they get. They're so fucking straight.
So cool, dude.
Yeah. So hopefully this... those fellas out there find those gals, can finally be happy.
Yeah, it'll be a 4'5" Mexican guy that they get married to. What? That is a hell of a shot there.
What a body. G Dubs.
G Waters guy. Yeah, everybody, all these guys have classic mid 80s leading man bodies.
Yeah.
Where they're not fat.
Not skinny.
Not skinny. Not fit. Just
hair.
There's different parts of the body go in where that shouldn't go in, and different parts stick out.
Speaking of hair, what's going on with Chuck Roden's hair there?
Yeah, you know what? He has hair, I think, is the thing. His pumpkin. It's his head is less pumpkin-y than we're used to seeing.
It looks like, is it dyed?
I don't know if it's dyed or if it's...
That's not his normal hair. There's no way.
It's combed. There's something very odd about combed it. Weird.
I don't know.
It's too bad we lost old.
I think everyone Chuck. In this scene is dead. Probably this guy's got to be this old school Paul F. Tompkins looking guy. All right, we got to get the hell out of here, folks.
Folks, thanks for joining us. See you again next week, where we'll be discussing what's another weird science.
Kelly LeBrock.